Okay, today we're going to sit with Tzadik Gimel. Tzadik Gimel is a pretty unique simon in that it's a short sif. The whole simon is one important but brief sif. The Taz brings three shitas harishayim. There are three pieces in the Taz which don't go directly on the Mechaber. And they bring three shittas harishayim, which is why this takes up so much space, because of the large sugyas of the Taz. We're going to learn the Shulchan Aruch first, and then at the end we'll get to the different points of the Taz. Now, I'm bearing in mind, I really said we would get back to the issue of Zaya in a urn or a crock pot, hot water or samovar. I still hope to get back to it, but in the meantime, for this week, we're going to learn Simit Tzadik Gimel. Kedera Shebishlu Babas Ola Yavashu B'Chalav. Right, this is the fundamental rule that we are all familiar with, that a Keli Ben Yaimai Asers, and a Keli Sheide Ben Yaimai does not Aser. It's the Aleph Beis of Psak Halacha. Basically, Rabbonim like two Heterim, which are matter 90% of the shilas that were asked about kitchen shilas, that is that things are mutter b'shishim, and things are mutter when it's ainu b'nyayim. Or mutter b'dieved, it doesn't ask if it's ainu b'nyayim. Those are the two answers that answer most shilas. And here in the Mechaba brings it, and we'll see there are always some pratim to be learned, which are new. So let's start. What? Sometimes hard to know. Yeah. Achinam. We didn't learn the Mechabi yet. Were you asking a question on the Mechabi? You're right. Let's see. Kedera Shebishel Bavasar La Yavashel Bachalav. A fleshig apart should not be used to cook milk. V'imbishel Bav B'seich Me'es Leis Oyser B'nois in Tam. And if one cooks within 24 hours, cooks milk in a fleshig pot. Oyser b'nais in tam, what does that mean? That means that you take the milk and you give it to a kfela, and he should taste whether the milk has a meaty taste in it. That's the mechabeshita. That would go baser nais in tam. Ramah says, v'tzarech l'shayer neged kol akadera. The Ramah is going l'didan, we don't go to a kfela. And the Ramah says, we measure, and when we measure against the entire Kedera, because lo yadina kamabola, we don't know how many bliyas there are in the pot. And therefore, if someone cooks in a fleshiga pot, cooks milk, you need 60 times the pot in the milk. The volume of the pot, you need that the content should have 60 times that. Avalim shameis la'es kaidim shebishel ba. But if it's 24 hours after cooking meat, havalei nice in tam lefkam umutra tafshel. Don't turn. We're going to learn the mafarshim on this side first. Havalei nice in tam lefkam umutra tafshel. Okay, so this is the shiloh. Somebody calls. They cooked milk in a fleshing a pot. What do you do? So it sounds like the Rav asks, was it used for fleshing within 24 hours? If it was, it's a problematic. And if not, then it's mutter. Now, what was that? You saw your husband. Okay. You need shishim against the entire pot. What? See, we don't know how many bliyas there are in the pot, but since bliyas are measured by volume, so we measure the volume of the pot itself. In other words, how much water would the pot displace? And
not what fits
in the pot, but I mean the metal of the pot.
You say the bleas are
the metal of the pot. We'll discuss that in a moment. We'll see that.
Is that only if the pot's full? Now, even if that's full.
Even if you always need against the whole pot because we don't know what's the mile from it that there might be full. Now here's an important halacha l'maisa, and that is that you don't always need shishim against the whole pot. And we're going to see in a minute the shach is going to point out that it's rare that the contents of a pot have 60 times the volume of the pot. As a matter of fact, we assume that they do not.
The volume of the
pot. Now, the if somebody calls with a shayla and yes, was it used in 24 hours, then they say yes. The next question is, what was it used for in the last 24 hours? Especially a milchik pot was not often used with milk. If it was used with parva items, the shach will see momentarily. Shach says that doesn't count. We're told it was used for milk. And even if it was used for milk or meat, you only need to measure kashir hamaduma. Kashir hamaduma means if I cooked a chicken soup in a pot, then I cleaned out the pot, now I cook milk in it. So I need 60 in the milk against the entire volume of the pot. Not so pashut. What I have to ask, what was used in the last 24 hours? Chicken soup. Okay, what amount of the contents of the pot was flesh, and what amount was vegetables? Now, we're not going to count the water. Water doesn't really have taste. And therefore, we don't use shir hamaduma for water. If somebody cooked just meat and water, I wouldn't say shir hamaduma. But let's say I cooked, it was half vegetables and half meat. So I don't have to measure more than half the volume of the pot. Because the pot is belaya equally from everything that's in it. And therefore, loimi boy, if I only cooked a kazayas of basar in the pot, so the blias can't be more than a kazayas, then I only need shishim against a kazayas. But even I cooked a large amount, I cooked a lot of meat, a lot of chicken, but there was also a lot of vegetables, or a chalon, then I only need kashir hamaduma. Maduma means mixture. Kashir hamaduma I need as the shear of the mixture. So therefore, therefore, the kula is one of two things. I asked the lady, what did you cook within 24 hours? If the amount of meat she had cooked was a small amount, was only a kazayas or a certain amount, you know, she should more than the total amount of meat. And even if it was a large amount, but it was with a mixture in the pot, so I only need kashir hamaduma. Our assumption is that the pot is belay equally from all contents of the pot in the same cooking. And therefore, in the example of a chicken soup was mostly chicken, but let's say a vegetable soup that had chicken in it, it could easily be 2/3 or 3/4 vegetables and only 1/4 chicken or meat. And in that case, or a chalent, the chalent is usually less than half meat. So shiramaduma is, again, you take the volume of the pot and you take the percentage that was meat. Let's say it was 50% meat, 50% vegetables. I need shisha now against half the volume of the pot. Not the contents, but the metal of the pot. Now, I don't say it's easy to measure that. But you only need shishim against the walls of the pot divided by the shir hamaduma, how much of it was meat.
You really ignore the meduma. You're looking at the meat. You're not looking at the meat.
When you say the meduma means mixture.
The mixture means
two different coolers. If it's a small amount of meat, I only look at the meat. If it's a tiny amount of meat, I only look at the meat. It's not more than the amount of meat. If it's, let's say someone fried one cutlet in the pan, so you don't need more than shishim against the cutlet. If it's a small amount, you don't need the whole pot. If it's a large amount, then you only need kashir hamaduma. It's true the amount of meat was more than the amount of the walls, but it's by laugh from everything equally in the same cooking, and therefore you only need shishim against the shir hamaduma, the shir of that mixture. And the reason we're not saying nas nevela is because we're talking about hetera. We're not talking about nevela. We're talking about flesh cooking with things.
They're
not different than nevela.
The meat and the walls are getting close to the
steam. No, they're not vegetables. I originally cooked meat and vegetables. I cleaned out the pot. Now I'm cooking milk.
So the wall goes out the flesh.
No, that's the same.
But it's going out the wall, and the meat and milk come from inside the pot.
Okay, if I understand you correctly, I'll explain that. Okay, one second. Even though flesh was a flesh, but not more than the amount of total amount of meat. Okay, the answer we're saying is makusher, and I'll explain it. The displacement of the pot. In a pot, it's very hard to measure displacement because it's very hard to immerse it in water. If you put it upside down, it won't. It'll be full of air, and if you put it straight, it's not easy to measure. Yeah.
from the question, if I pour milk into a place that's ben yomo, and I recover at least 59 60s of the milk, then that's also kosher.
No. I tell you. You mean the milk is kosher?
Yeah,
or the pad is kosher?
The milk is kosher.
No, because the milk may have been bileya from the walls, a whole lot of meat.
My question, Chris, was you don't say it doesn't.
The Ramesha's thing would be the reverse if you cook the milk first. According to Ramesha and the Tzivs Kula, if I cook milk, I fill a pot with 60 ounces of milk, and I recover a new brand new pot. I cook 60 ounces of milk, and I recover 59 and a half ounces. So I lost only a half an ounce. Some of it went to evaporation, but the most I could have gone into keli is a half an ounce. If subsequently I cook flesh, I only need shishim against half an ounce of milk. Because that's that kula, that by liquid you only measure against the amount that's lost.
Yeah. When you said you okay. Mean within that day? Or?
Within that day. I'm always talking within that day.
But if you cook meat first and then the milk, you only lost half the amount of milk became
trade. No, but the entire milk became trade from the walls. The 50, whatever's gone is gone, but whatever remains became trey from the walls. It could easily have been bileya. Milk is bileya from walls. It's just not, it just doesn't give up anything that's nice and tame if it doesn't disappear. But it accepts bleas. If you stick a fleshy spoon in milk, cooking milk, it becomes us. Yes?
How do you measure it? You have a 5-quart pot, and you know it's 50% fleshy.
How do you measure displacement?
So it's displacing. You have to put that pot in a bigger pot. Because this way you have the surface area in addition to the volume. And then you divide it.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to measure displacement of a pot. But it can be done if somebody wants. The way to properly measure displacement of a pot is not to fill up. The way you normally do is you want to measure displacement of eggs. You fill a pot to the edge, and you drop the eggs in, you see what spills over, and that's the displacement. You can't really do that with a pot. Because if you stick in the pot this way, all you're putting in the air. If you put it this way, you're keeping the air. The air is going to. So the side. It's not so practical. Really, the proper way to do it is as follows. You take a pot. You always have a big basin underneath. You take a pot, and you fill it up with water. You see exactly how much it holds. You spill out all the water. You take your pot, put it into the bigger pot, fill it up with water again. Then fill it up to the top, and then it has to be in a basin, and then once you fill it up to the top, normal water comes into contact, you spill the whole thing into the big basin, take everything out, check out the water, and see how much water is in the second time. So the first time you had 60 ounces, and the second time with the pot inside you had 54 ounces, so the displacement is 6 ounces. And when I say ounces, I mean fluid ounces, not ounces of weight, but ounces of volume. And that's the way to measure it. Now, most people will say, I'll throw away the soup already and I'll go do it again. All right, dude, that's up to you. But there's a Magen Avraham that declares whether you're allowed to measure shishim on Shabbos. Because you're allowed to measure for a Dvar Mitzvah. Measuring Shal Mitzvah, Medida Shal Mitzvah is Mutar on Shabbos. So to measure the shishim, you can...
The whole process, and you have the pot which is has recovery kosher, right? Because this pot which was maybe milk...
We'll discuss that soon. Let's not get confused. We'll talk about the pots in a moment.
And
then turn the page.
Displacement, the other pot's going to get...
No, do it cold. We measure displacement cold. So it's not there. Okay. The milk and then the flesh kapat. The vegetables we'll get to separately if you cook this kapat. Okay, now I hope that this is all clear. It should not be a confusing issue. But not the water, because water is not nice and tam. And that's a chumrah, which Rav Pa mentioned in Shir, I believe from a tshuva in the Netziv, but I don't have the Maramachim. But you can't measure with water because water doesn't give taste. Water is taste neutral. There are vegetables that don't give taste. It depends who cooks them. Most vegetables have taste. You can start arguing how much taste, but most vegetables have taste. Certainly vegetables that people eat typically have taste.
When you get the
bottom, is it? Can I rely on that? I don't know. To me, it's nice to know.
The wall prevents the meat.
the water.
The water goes into the wall of the Seder, prevents the time of the meat from getting in. Why doesn't that help?
I'm not prepared to argue the point. We'll have to think about the lumpness of it, but it's going to sidetrack us. All right, now let's learn the Shach carefully. The Shach says what we have said with one additional factor that he throws in. Shach Aleph. Kloimer. Yativ menu kfeila in yesh batam. El reish simen tzadik beis. And also simen tzadik ches. Okay, because of beis yaisif. The mechaber holds, you give it to a kfeil to taste. Harav, meaning the Ramah. We're not going to be soymech on a guy tasting it. L'chein kosev v'tzarech l'shar neged kol ha'kedera. V'af al gav, frek de shach. Af al gav de mashe mekam aduchti. Dei mashe v'seich ha'kli shishim neged kol ha'kli. That the contents of a pot are never 60 against the metal of the pot. So yesh loymar, two possible turutzim. Either in achinami, kome sh'tzarech l'shar neged kol ha'kedera. L'fika chataf sh'loser. In Achinami, you have to measure against the entire pot, and therefore everything is awesome. Inami, second teretz, mishkaches lepa'amim. It can happen sometimes. She'erechev hakedera gadol kolkach, that a pot could be so wide she'yazik mayim she'yu shishim negdai, that it could hold water which is 60 times its own volume. Kegoyin she'nechushta dak. For example, that it's copper, meaning it's metal. Dak is thin. For rochba gadol, it's very wide. K'mashkasev mesiyasev. That's by an old pot, the Leyadina Kama Bala. Aval, Iadinon Kama Bala, ain't Sarch Lashire, Ella Kenegat Habaluabai. If you know the amount of Bleas in the pot, you only need Shishim against what's in the pot. Who could allow Tadi Base of Heba, Gavis, and Tadi Dalsufa, the Kama Duchti. Bechain, Afili Yashana, even an old pot, Vilayadina Kama Bala. If you know how much was cooked in the last 24 hours from this cooking, whatever is old is nice in Tamil of Gamu. Even if you cook meat, let's say every morning before a woman goes out to go leave the house, she puts up meat to cook. Every morning at 7 a.m., she puts it from 7 to 8, she cooks meat. See, even though when she cooked meat on Tuesday, it was within 24 hours of Monday's cooking, so that actually at that time there were blias of basar, twice what she normally cooks. It doesn't matter. If that evening she cooks milk in the pot, since within 24 hours there was only that morning's meat and not yesterday morning's meat, yeah. So you only shishim against the amount of meat which is within 24 hours. Let's see that inside. Let's just see it inside again. In other words, we don't say, somebody can argue and say, one minute, you cook meat from 7 to 8 Monday morning, you put in meat 7 a.m. Tuesday morning, the blias that are in the walls now come out. They're still very much basar. And they're nischadish. They have ischachus. They come out and they go back in. So a person could argue that that the old blias are nischadish. You should need shishim against both. Zok the shach, no. You only need shishim against the meat which was cooked within 24 hours. A lady calls. You ask her. She says she cooked milk. It's in a flesh in the pot. You ask her, what did you cook within 24 hours? Tell me exactly what you cooked, and we're going to measure a maximum of whatever you cook within 24 hours. The cheshbon, as I mentioned earlier. And not what's previous.
Don't we say that if you cook meat, and then within 24 hours you cook water, that the water refreshes the
No. Not by hetera bola. By isura bola, you're right, because it's not available. By hetera bola, we don't say that, because by hetera bola, the water was only enough for that.
What's
hetera bala meaning, isura bala is when you have nevel in the wall, it's isser. Hetera bala is when you have a fleshy kapat, or milk kapat, it's heter. It's not so chomor. And when it comes out into water, it doesn't make the water fleshy. Chetchilo with machmer and aparnat. But if you cook water in a fleshy kapat, you cook spaghetti in a fleshy kapat, and later someone mixed it with cottage cheese, you're allowed to eat it. because that's a napar nat. It's a part of the food which is cooked in a fleshig pat. That's called a napar nat. And although the rules of chatzil of a napar nat are sometimes confusing, but a napar nat never ever asers anything b'di'evet. That's easy. A napar nat, a part of a food cooked in a fleshig pat, can never aser if it gets mixed with milk or cheese or everything. A napar nat is never aser b'di'evet. So that if I cook water in a fleshig pat, that water is only fleshik in al chatzilah dika manner. It's really not. It's really not fleshik. Really, it's parav. Because napar nat is a tam kolish, a weak taste, and it's mutter. So that's why, if you cook, we're talking today only about meat and milk. We're not talking about treifas. If you cook water in a fleshik pat, it's not mechadesh the quality of the bliya. Because it's still only an napar nat that's coming out. Now the words I just told you say in the Gilyan Marsha. The Gilyan Marsha, the second line, the one which starts Shach Sekat Nalef, he goes on this Shach. Ein sar samach el neged abasa l'chari yesh l'chalik. Bechimubu by mayim l'nida inzeh. He says, let's see. Let's judge when you cook water.
What he's saying is that if somebody has a special pot and cooks up water, you can have a coffee with it. You can make a coffee with the water.
A fleshig pat, you cook water within the slice. The chatchila, you don't put milk in there. It's a napar nat.
You put in milk, it won't ask.
It won't ask, right. A napar nat is always mutter. And that's what I'm going to read to you now in the Gilyan Marsha. He talks about two cases, cooking water, cooking meat. Let's see. One more time. It's our sabach al negar abasal. L'chari yesh l'chalek. Bechimu b'bay mayim. Within 24 hours, you cooked water. L'nida izeh, to a case where within 24 hours, you cooked meat a second time. Now he explains. Kivan the loy mahani the loy mikri napar nat ad sheba el hasheni. Since it's only a napar nat when it comes out of the pot into the second cooking in Kenya Shleimer, biba leminai nischazik. If meat is in the walls of the pot, it comes into new meat. So we should argue, not like the shach, that the original blias of meat on the nischazik, they're refreshed and they're a ben yaymai. V'loy mahani beis nat. When meat goes into meat, it doesn't help a napar nat. When it goes into water, it's a napar nat. When it goes into meat, so he's asking a kasha on the shach. In my case, where somebody cooked meat Monday morning from 7 to 8, and then Tuesday morning 7 to 8, when you started cooking at 7 o'clock, yesterday's bliya came out, why isn't it refreshed? Maybe it should be a new bliya. Now, I can't judge this based on logic or tasting, so I'll never figure it out. I have to find the makar in Chazal. So he says, I do have a makar to be makel. Skip the parentheses. Ach, meyadin sadik beis sifches, me makar kashas ha ramah, the boy samach neged acholosh ha b'machbas. From the fact that the ramah says he only needs 60 against the milk in the pan, what's the case there? That was the case we learned last week. You have a pan with milk, and on top of it a pot with meat. And the Zaya is assering the meat. We said the meat needs shishim against the milk in the pan. So the Gemara Marsha of Shlom Eger is making a diuk. Why 60 against the milk in the pan? Maybe the pan itself has blias of milk also. And those blias of milk come into the milk. So you should need shishim against the milk in the pan and the pan itself. Because that also has blias. Tzorch Leimer. My delight, Tzorch Samach Gam Neger HaMachvas. This which I don't need 60 against the pan itself, Mishum Dehavi Beis Nat, after boil Cholov. Shuminai. That even though it comes back into milk, which is Minai, still it's a Napar Nat, and you don't need more than Shishim against the milk itself. So, one more time to clarify. I cook meat Monday morning. I cook meat Tuesday morning. And then Tuesday night I cook milk in the same pot. I need Shishim only against the actual food that was there within 24 hours, which is Tuesday morning's meat. I should say Monday morning's blias came out, and they were in the Schadish, and they went back in. So he says, we don't say such a thing. And the proof of it is from Siman Sadeh Beis Sifches. They only need shishim against the contents of the pot, and not shishim against the walls of the pot. Because the walls of the pot, when they come out, are napar nat. And even if they come into milk, it's still napar nat te'atera. And therefore, whatever comes out of the walls is a tam kolosh, is a weak taste that doesn't answer. It's a napar nat, which can't answer. And it's only, I only shishim against the actual food that was in the pot within within the 24 hours.
In your case, you have another tier because there's a shita that says that something is not based lays if it sits overnight.
Rabbeinu Tam shita is that overnight makes something ice may slice, and it's true that we're going to have that. That's a tziruf. It's not with some kind of that alone, but it's true. It's a tziruf. What? He means used. It was used. The shach, when he says kedei rishana, he doesn't mean old, aged. He just means it was used already, as opposed to chadasha. Yeah.
We figure that our pots are different because they're usually much thinner.
Is it true that our pots are much thinner? I don't know. It's interesting. The Pesachei Tshuva says to look, in Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, in Mekeves HaMishnah, Kuchis Brachis, the Cheshmer Sherech Levarazah, Alpi Amayfis, Alpi Algebra. Is it algebra that you need for a pot or geometry? Geometry, so I don't know why he writes LP algebra.
They do that, they take geometry now, the algebra is
like
great.
They should use geometry
to work. Rashi, all over Shas, uses geometry to figure algebra. All algebraic equations in Shas, Rashi always uses algebra, and that's why, and Tosfos as well, so you always have these pictures of boxed areas. Rashi figures the area of a triangle, or even the area of a circle. Rashi does using algebra, using geometry every time.
Could you explain the heter with Naparnat, how that applies? What is Naparnat?
And let me explain Naparnat just one more time to clarify. A taste that goes into a wall of a keli and comes out again, we call it tam kolosh. It's a weak taste. Our ladies, when they typically cook, are not so concerned. They're not going to say, oh, I can't cook fish in this pot. This morning I cooked chocolate milk and the taste of chocolate milk and tuna fish doesn't taste good, and it's really a tam kolosh. We don't find that we're very concerned with it. However, a tam kolosh, once it has a shame isser, remains asur. And that's why, by isurim, we all know a trefa pot within 24 hours asur's food. Because there is no kula of naparnat. It's called the naparnat isura. If the bliya is isser, and it goes into a pot and comes out, it makes things treif, despite the fact that it's a tam kolosh. However, a naparnat hetera, a bliya that goes through a wall and comes out as heter, is that's called a naparnat hetera, could never aser b'dieved. Well, machma l'chatzila, that if you cook spaghetti in a milchik ben yaymai, you don't eat it with meatballs. So if you cook spaghetti in a fleishik ben yaymai, you don't eat it with cottage cheese. That's all a chatzila. The koit ha'klolo b'yadecha. Take this rule, a naparnat, which means part of a food cooked in a kosher pot that's either fleishik or milchik, will never ben yaymai, will never aser. B'dieved will never have to be thrown out, never asa kalim, because the naparnat the hetera is a tam kolosh, and it doesn't answer anything. Okay, that's the rule of naparnat, which is less than the palig. It's not, you know, there's no machlokes about it.
But is it still naparnat hetera when the meat tam went into the pot, the meat tam came now into milk?
It comes straight into milk. It's naparnat isura, because it's created in isur. If you cook meat, if you cook meat in the milcha kapak, that is asur if it's a ben yaymai, because that is a naparnat the isura. The bliya comes out immediately as isur. It's not niklash in. It has to be niklash twice: once in the pan and once in the food in which it comes. Okay. So this is the basic idea. As you noticed, I think we have not had a single machlokes here. Everything we've discussed basically. We haven't had any issue of machlaikis. This halacha is a very clear halacha, and it's complicated only because it has many variables. But as far as the halacha is concerned, we haven't had a single machlaikis in our discussion this morning. Now let's turn the page and go on to the last piece of this mechaber. And the fact is, most women who call with shilas, and today we live in a wealthy society, and most women don't really care about the food. They're willing to throw out the food unless it's Arab Shabbos. They're really asking about the pot. And, you know, they made a mistake. Very often I'm called by people who cooked. There's some type of cube, of soup cube, which I've had many people call that they cooked a parva soup in a milch kapat using the cube, and it's always pariv, and they notice on this label it says that it's meat. It seems there's a company out there that's making it sometimes pariv, sometimes meat. And women have told me I'm going to go back to the supermarket and tell them I have to hang up a sign. It's always power, now it's fleishig. It could be that, you know, one label had a slightly different name than the other, I don't know. But at any rate, the women typically are calling about the keli. They cooked in a milch kapat, they cooked with a fleishig bouillon cube, they cooked soup. And now, the soup is usually okay, it's usually not a benyama for milk. What's the din of the pot? Let's think about the pot. The pot is now treif. You cook milk, you didn't use it for 24 hours, it's a milch kapat. After 24 hours, you cook meat. The meat wasn't treif either, because it was after 24 hours. So really, the pot is a milch kapat. It's also a flesh kapat. It's not treif at all. The problem is that there's a gzeira eina ben yayme atu ben yayme. You can't use it for milchiks because it's a fleishig apat that's eina ben yayme. Can't use it for fleishiks because it's a milchik apat that's eina ben yayme. And therefore, your hands are tied. You can't use it neither for milchiks nor for fleishiks. So what should you do with the pot? Oh, that's the question. The question is, what about parav? Have you kasher? Obviously, you can kasher it. What about parav?
I want to say something else. In that bouillon cube, how much meat is it?
All right, so it, but the thing is, it's definitely there to give taste. So it's a nice and tight. So it only gives taste. The question is how much.
Or the spices. Yeah.
They wouldn't put meat into it unless it also gave taste. There's no reason for them to put in meat. Meat is more expensive than spices. They put it in because
it's flesh.
All right, let's see the last piece of the Mechaber. Avol hakadera asura levashulba. Avol hakadera asura levashulba leibasa v'leichalav. This pot, which is kosher, you can't use it for fleishiks. You can't use it lemilachiks. After Rama, avol shad devarim utarim. The Rama seems to say, make it a power of a pot. You make this now into a power of a pot, and the grunts of katne is marich. To say, what's wrong with making a parav? The Gra says, "Ha'ina kadera b'leia mi'isa basa b'chalav." There was never b'leia treifus. Do'ina bela oser kivin the tambasa kvar nifkam. The basa was already over 24 hours old. That tavshol mutter and all the food is mutter. So he says, "What's the problem? Everything is mutter." Now this is a little misleading. It sounds like halacha l'maisi. You can tell people that it's parav. So the Shach in Sifkat and Gimel brings the Ramah in Simit Sadik Dal Sifhei. Now, it's not in the beginning of Shach Gimel, but the last four lines. And you can't miss this, because otherwise you're paskin wrong. Well, the common simon tzadik dal tzifei kosov harav, the noigin lesser hakli, she'ene ben yayme, afilu l'shar devarim. The minig is, and ta'aser, a pot which is both fleishiks and milachiks, for even for shar devarim. Where does the Ramah say this? Afilu k'shenitcha b'irak kaf ben yayme. Even if you have a fleishig pot that's not a ben yayma, you're cooking water, and now you're stuck in a milchik a ben yayma spoon, and now the pot is fleishig a milchik, not because you cook milk, but because you're stuck in a milchik a spoon. And even there, he says, "Well, machmir in kei kosh ken kad in special by basa mamish." But tzachlemi kasasam advarim linyadina. Here he's talking mikra din laimashkav tesam b'simtali dalah, which means meikra din a pot which, as I said, is milchik and fleishik, but not treif, you're allowed to use for parav. And that's the Ikar Adin. If somebody Arab Shabbos needs to use it, they could use it. But the minig is ta'aser. You can understand that this minig may well have started with the ladies, because I can imagine a woman who calls, I tell her, you can't cook flesh, it's a milk kapat. You can't cook milk, it's a flesh kapat. But you can cook parav. So I don't think too many of the ladies are going to be happy with it. And the minig is to kasher it. What?
So,
right. You can use it with anything. Because it's Eina ben Yayma, right? The women will not understand that. No.
Why?
Polish parav. It's really a London's parav. It's Polish treif.
It's like a London shesukah.
Why don't you say the pleishig apat? The gezeira about the ben yayma is I can't do it. It's already done. Now it's a pleishig apat.
Right now I have a pot in front of me. This pot
is now pleishig.
Is it now fleishig?
It's not fleishig.
Is it fleishig?
It was
belayah.
It was. It's yesterday. Yesterday it was. It was. It was. It was miller. More than 24 hours. I used it now. I shouldn't have used it because of the gazelle. But I used it. But yeah, I didn't do it like a feel. Now it's fleishig. So what's my problem? Now it's call it a fleishig pot. I think it has the wrong color handles on it. But
we don't know. The mice and milk was cooked in this pot, and was it kosher? Okay, we're just saying it's very close to the Rajba, which is one of the three things in the Taz, which we're going to discuss. Hopefully, we'll have time to discuss this. Sfardim, come with Rav Teshmisha. You're right. The Sfardim, the Mechaber Shita, is Rav Teshmisha. But Rav Teshmisha doesn't help for Milchix and Fleishigs. Rav Teshmisha only helps for Ben Yaimei, Ena Ben Yaimei, and Eroi. That all helps for Eroi, Klevisha, Klesheni. Rav Teshmisha does not make a kosher pot that used for treif once, and Rav Teshmisha kosher doesn't make a kosher. It's only a din and hagala, Rav Teshmisha, which you mean. Okay. All the soup forever will be mutter because it's Eina Ben Yaimai. It's only a question of l'chadchila, what goes to Eina Ben Yaimai, Ato Ben Yaimai, and that's where the issue comes up. But since it's an Eina Ben Yaimai for Fleishik Sam Milachix, anything you cook in it from now on is going to be kosher.
So, Rebbe, we say it's Eina Ben Yaimai pot. You shouldn't use it for power or something.
Because,
but
the
evidence you
have
to, that was the only.
Eina Ben Yaimai is always mutter.
So this pot would be the same story.
Kol shasatcha k'di
avedam. That's the best pot that you have.
Okay. Let's move on.
Mr. Good Hector.
You'll argue about it afterwards. I want to go on. Let's move on with the halacha. The halacha here of the Mechaber Ramah was essentially basic. What's confusing is that it has many variations, but it's basic. As I said, there are no machlokes in here. Everything is very clear. And you just have to take it a step at a time. That's all. You have to cheshbon things a step at a time. The best way to do it is through practice. You know, Shiloh, you deal with Shilohs. You come through Shilohs. When I finished Basa B'Cholov, we took out Tshuvas Svarim, and we went through Tshuvas on the topic. And there are, Rav Shlomo Kluge has a Sefer Tuftam V'Das, it's called two volumes, but inside it's actually three volumes of Yeridei Shilohs. And we went through Shiloh after Shiloh. We went through it, and especially Rav Shlomo Kluge is interesting, because he doesn't print any normal answer. You know, the typical answer is kosher. Of course it's kosher. He doesn't print. He only prints chidushin. So whatever you answer, he says the opposite because he's machad or something. But, you know, you want to see that your way of thinking is correct. So really, it has to come through practice. But whatever we dealt with today is so far as basic. The Ramah now does come with a chidish, what he calls a chumra b'laitam. Let's see what he says. Din kisui kadeira, kadin kadeira atzma. The cover of a pot is the same rules of the pot. That's simple. The yesh machmirin b'kisui. Some have a chumra about a cover. Loimer davo b'sheine ben yaimai dinai kilu haya ben yaimai. We can be more machmir on the cover of a pot. That's a pot. That even a ein ben yaimai is like a ben yaimai. V'chein oig b'ksas makaymis. V'chein anin oig b'mei aminig. Ramah says that's what I pask him. V'hu chumra b'leitam. How could the same person say I'm noig this? And it makes no sense. Where does this come from? So look in the Taz Beis. Taz at least tells us where it comes from. V'chumra v'loitam arshal perakol abasa simim memzayim kasin. Ikka chumra dafka ba'oysam kisuyim shehen kitzorin l'mayla. By paths that come to a point in the inside, that I come to a narrow point, v'yesh b'em chalal. And inside they have a hallowed out air, hollow area. It's impossible to clean it well from whatever boils and goes up there. So that, he was talking about pots. You have to picture, our pots have pot lids have a handle. You turn it upside down, you look on the other side. Handles are made in different ways. Some handles, you can see a screw on the bottom, which is going. Now imagine that screw was not so clean, that around the edges there was place for be'en to gather. So that would change the halacha, because be'en it doesn't become kosher after 24 hours. Now, our screws, the amount of ben is never going to be, it's always going to be batel b'shishim. But now imagine that it was a little bit bigger hole than that. There was some hole in the inside of the lid, and that hole in the inside of a lid would gather ben.
And
it comes together, it becomes ben, it condenses. And therefore, you need shishim against the possibility of ben. So if you ever have to be schlepped to a museum by your wife, museums are built for women. I was once with my wife in a museum, MoMA maybe we went to, I don't remember which museum. I point out to my wife that if you look around, there's some women, and there are some men with women. There are no men alone in the museum. It's either women going in the museum, or men who are trailing their wives, or other women that have slept in there. But, what?
Except for the one in Cooperstown,
right? Yeah, okay. Now, however, if you're stuck in a museum, you should look at the old pot lids. And if you look at the pot lids, you can if you know what to look for. You look at the inside, and you say, "What do you know? There's a hole." I went when I was dating my wife. I was in camp, and I dated my wife who was in camp. And so we had to get away somewhere. So we went to Museum Village. And why did I go to Museum Village? Because I just had to. I had to go somewhere, you know, and I don't want to meet any yeshiva guys. So you go to Museum Village. In Museum Village, they have an old-fashioned weaving loom, and there's a woman who's paid to sit there a whole day and weave and explain things to people. And I was learning. I was teaching in camp Perakah Eireg at the time. And what do you know? So I went over to her and I asked her how this works, how that works. She was so, it was like she was busy showing everyone a whole day, nobody could care less. And there, you know, there's a fellow who cares about when it goes up, when it goes down, what's called this, what's called that, what's the name for this, what's the name for that. It was, so the girl I was dating thought that I'm so considerate, I'm so nice, you know, I'm being, so she married me, what do you know? But anyway, if you end up in a museum, so you should go, if you ever go to a museum, you should take Rabelski along. He knows exactly what to look for and exactly to what to point out. All right, so this is the reason for the Chavurah like that. As halacha l'maisa, this just doesn't apply. Even though the Ramah says, Anina Egla Hachmir, our lids, which are clean lids, were not noyeg to be Machmir. I believe the Shach at the end of his words say that were machmir, that were mekel. The bottom line, the Shah says that in our covers we're not machmir, and therefore, even though this is an interesting chumrah, but it's not halacha l'maisa for our covers. The whistling tea kettles, which have that black protrusion, has. It's on the inside, it's also. Alright, so there are kelim. So I shouldn't say we're not machmir. On kelim that have a halal, we would be machmir. Well, it has a glass, I don't know why, it has this glass protrusion on top of the cover. I guess on the inside it's hollow. Was that whistle? Okay. All right, let's finish the Ramah. Turn to the next page, please. B'kol makay. B'makay she shum sad leheter b'laf achi. Still regarding the pot covers, if there's any tziruf to be makel, oishu l'tzaruf Shabbos I hefsid, yesh lehater m'ein ha-kisi ben yoimai, then we could be makel if the kisui is not a ben yaimai, kamaya kadera atzma. Now, I should just mention, I said there are no machlaikis in Tzadik Gimel. There is a machlaikis, which for our purposes is academic, regarding the pot cover, whether you need shishim against the be'en, or the hole of the pot cover, what's in the hole, or whether you need shishim times shishim. The Taz says you would need shishim against the halal. The Shach seems to say in the Shishim times Shishim, lekineged the kedera, lav davka the whole of the kedera, but even a drop that falls on the kedera. There's a machlekes even in the Shishim times Shishim or Shishim. It's not, I'm just mentioning it, Lahashul Ma'inyan, it's, as I said, not so negato to what we, to our discussion. Let's go to the end of this Rambam. Imlaku kisui reseach mekderish abasav nas naisi akaderish al chalav. Now this happens. Somebody put the wrong pot, the wrong pot cover on the wrong pot. Somebody put a fleshika cover on a milchika pot, a milchika cover on a fleshika pot. Now this can happen in four possible scenarios. They're both hot, they're both cold. Top is hot, bottom is cold. Top is cold, bottom is hot. Now if they're both cold, there's nothing to talk about. We're not even going to discuss that. They're both cold. There's no issue. The issue is they're both hot. Now that seems to be easy. If they're both hot, it's going to ask the issue against the pot cover. The day is going to cause bleeds to the pot cover if it's a ben yaimai to go into the food. If the bottom is hot and the top is cold, it also seems to be easy. Bottom hot, top cold. Again, it's like you put a cold piece of food into a hot thing. So the zaya is tatoi gover. The only issue that's going to be a bit complicated is if the top is hot, you take a hot pot cover and put it on a cold pot, what that should do, if anything. So let's see what the Ramah says, and then we'll see. So Dr. Ramah, Lachu kisa reseach mekderish al basa. If they took a hot lid, the pot lid, and from a cooking pot of meat, v'nas the wise hakaderish al chalav, in shteyem cham, in shteyem asurim. They're both hot, and the blias mix. And since the assumption is there's no shishim in the contents against the lid, so everything is asur. It doesn't matter. It's a kli ben yaimai. So m'shteim chenachamin, shteim asurim. Im yesh vaychel b'kederi shol basar. If there's food there, v'cholot. If they both had meat and milk in them. V'makiso yitzoynein v'kederi chama. If the top is cold, the bottom is hot. Nami, shteim asurim. Tatoi govar, they're both asur. Im hiskalazi atachas hakisoi. If it's maziah, if there's steam, the tatoi gavar, and it makes the cover, the lid, hot, and that's also awesome. So those two cases are easy.
So if you pull it off right away,
it's mutter. If you pull it off right away, before zayah could collect, then pashtus it's mutter. They're subject to the next case. V'im ha-kisui cham v'akaderet zaynenes, ha-koyel shari, he says that the lid is hot, but the pot is cold, everything's mutter. Rak hamaychol tzarech klipa, but the food you have to remove kedei klipa, like every tatoi kar iloi cham. How did it touch it? That's the problem. Well, how did the lid touch? Let's see. 1 second. Now, in parentheses, I'm pointing out to you l'das hagoshar edura v'loy ki iser v'heter sham. I'm going to see in a minute in the shaft. Iser v'heter holds its mutter. So what's there? The bottom is cold. I'm putting a lid. How is the bliyah from the lid getting to the food in the bottom? Well, what in the world are you worried about? So the Isavata says it's mutter. The Ramah, however, brings the Agar Shari Dura, says you should take off a klipa, im efshel l'kalfai. Vim lav hakol shari. If it's not efshel l'kalfai, we're aligned this Isavata, then it's mutter. Vim loya yimaychel b'kedera, hakol shari, dav shtei te kedera, stai gezu bezu. There's no food in the pot. So we have this rule that shtei kedera is negazu bezu, ein bli yatsi mekedera l'kedera b'lai raitim. That a bli doesn't go from one pot to another. So therefore, then it would therefore be mutter. So the only question we have is top hot, bottom cold. How do blias travel? Let's see the shach. Let shachel explain it. We have to shachel. You'll ask your question. First, let's see, and then we'll talk when there's nothing inside. Shach vav. Makiso icham. Even the pot itself is mutter. You have to wipe it off. There may be some condensed chicken soup on the rim of the pot. You wipe it off, and then it's mutter. Even though the moisture on the lid was warm, now, what the concern here is not about the lid. It's about the fact that when you take a lid off a pot that's hot, there's moisture that's coming together with the lid. So picture, I have a cold pot, everything is cold, I put a lid on top of it. There's the lid itself is not going to ask for anything, it's not touching the food, and it's touching right at the rim. The concern where it's with Kedera Negezubazo, the concern is that there are moisture, there are droplets of the chicken soup that I'm now putting onto the milchika keli, and those droplets A, should we be chayshish to ask the keli, and B, should be chayshish they're going to fall into the food and they're going to ask the food. Now those droplets are of course at Yiroi Shenifsak HaKiluach, because those droplets are now detached from the original cleavation, and now they're being put on top of the second keli. Can those droplets aser? So let's see what he says. He brings the machlokes. V'loidami li'iroi, the tipa echad koyach hamimusa paisik. A droplet, its koyach of its heat stops. Ve'ena for kliyishin, akal shaydakim vayishim b'shem misavater. This avater says nothing here could aser. V'da, however, no, the cause of oydakim vayishim dagosh sharedura polagalis avater. Dagosh sharedura disagrees. V'svira lei the bekisa resachas kaderet tzedenes. Hakisui vakadera, both the cover and the pot, asurim, kimdere sehu, I efsha shaloi bola kadera cheleves, min habosar, mida dahavi, atipa reisacha shadafla kadera, shabola afopisha tzenemes. He says this is the same as a tipa we had in the previous simon, that if a drop of milk falls on a hot pot of soup, or a drop of soup onto milk. Here the case is, it's a cold pot, but it's a hot droplet of milk which is spritzing onto a fleshiga pot. The Sharidura holds that we're machmir because we consider that the lid which came brought with it hot liquid, hot drops of liquid, and those hot droplets of liquid could aser a kadek klipa in the thing in which they come into contact with. This is the machlokes. This is the heter and the sharidura. The shach does say, if you just jump down to the bottom, miu calls out the last three lines, calls ek sheyesh lach luchis bekisoy. You don't have to be machmir unless you see that the kisoy was wet. Aval yevesha, but if you know that the cover was dry, pshita do kuli ama kol shari. Sharidura would never disagree that if it's dry, it's muta. V'chidas marshal per kol abasar. Miu menestam amrinan sheyesh me lach luchis. Kekos daki moish chamash medor ba'go akan. So this is a chumrah that if you take a lid, there's an assumption that droplets of the soup from the previous pot came along, and therefore they could ask or could they klipa in the second keli into which you're coming in contact. What do you mean? The kisui would have to be a sacha, straight from the klivishin.
Otherwise,
it's cold then. The gloves is straight from a klivishin. Right, there's no problem.
Cold and cold.
Well, there's no. Then it's just a cold droplet.
Yeah,
first of all, a cold kisui, we don't assume they're droplets. Even if there are, if the droplet was full, it would be batel b'shishim. We're not asking that klipa. It would mix.
Right.
We're talking
with it. The top is the cover is hot and it's an empty keli on the bottom. Cold. We said that right to the can't answer without light. Can't go to keli without light.
Right.
So now, why this food in the bottom? What weight is there? What is there that
we're assuming there's lachluchis that came with the cover, and if lachluchis came, it could aser to the klipa.
Why should it be different if there's anything in the pot or not? Because if they bottom,
there's no difference. The kedera itself would also be aser. If it's hot, and if there's lachluchis on the kedera, then you mean that it should still aser at the point of contact.
It should either aser both the same or not aser at all. It should make no difference whether there's food in the bottom keli or not. If there's food in the bottom keli, we said that it's aser kedek klipa. Why should? What is asering that food?
Yeah. The question is there are two issues that really that you're mixing together. There are two possibilities when the lid the fleshiga lid is put on a milcha kapat. There are two possible issues of concern. One issue of concern is blias exchanging from lid to pat at point of contact. Now that we're not concerned about because we have a rule ain bliyat to makli lakli b'lay raitiv, and that's even with a little achluchis. That's not called raitiv for bliyat to makli lakli, and that we're absolutely not concerned about. However, there's a second concern, and that is that piggybacking on the lid were droplets of soup, of chicken soup, which are technically klivishin soup. And when you put that on the pot, those droplets could aser. That is the subject of the machlokes this of the heter and the shari dura. In other words, the idea that the bliya makli lakli doesn't go, everyone agrees. The idea that droplets which come along could stay hot enough to aser the second pot, that That is, so the heter says, I'm not concerned. This is a kakiluach, and it's a small amount, and it cools off. And the Sharidura says, I am concerned, and it does asa kadei klipa, and the truth is, you're right. In that case, it would asa the rim of the pot as well. It would have to be kashered. It's easy kashering. You put kasher with iroi. But you're right. That it would ask. Now, the Sharidura says that even though it's nesakiluach, it's still going to ask it, right?
Now,
it's a good question. Why is nesakiluach, if you consider the cover of Kli Rishon, why considers that to be nesakiluach? Well, when it falls into the food inside, it's nesakiluach. I mean, the point of contact, why is it called the Sakaki Luach? That itself should be the Kli Rishon. I'm not sure.
So you have to be makshin
zurim now? If there's a band.
The cover has to be makshin, right? The whole cover, isn't it?
Only Kadei Klipa.
Only Kadei Klipa.
It's Tatoi, right?
The food inside, when not the food inside.
Kadei Klipa, because we're afraid you're up there.
Does she even say this? Be Shisha?
But she doesn't help for the Kadei Klipa. Right, it only helps things that mix, things that are hot and by layer.
But
if it's all liquid, then it's good. If it's if it's dry, that's he said. I'll be yevesha, I'll call shari. Now, there are still a couple of things. I want to repeat something. The idea of makusher is something which you can learn mechaber ramah and Bili and shach and taz Bili come into contact with it. But you have to know there's a rule of makusher. The Prima Gadim, in the beginning of the Simon, on the first shach, brings the idea of makusher. The idea, which I mentioned to you in Sadiq Beis, I think, is the following. We have this rule with which we began the Simon, that it's enough to have 60 against the meat in the pot. Let's say it's a flesh of a pot, you're cooking milk, and it's enough to have shishim in the walls of the pot, in the contents against the walls of the pot. So let's say I know the wall only has a bliya of 1 ounce of meat, and now I'm cooking 65 ounces of milk, so it's mutter. The kasha, which is asked, is 1 minute. I'm cooking milk. Some milk goes into the pot. When it goes into the walls of the pot, in the walls of the pot, it's not an avela. Because in the wall of the pot, there's only a small amount of milk and a small amount of meat. So in the walls, it should be nasa nevela. And now it comes back out. As I'm cooking, please go in, go out. Every blia that goes in should become nasa nevela. And should come out, and it should keep on asering. As I cook, the transfer of taste should keep on asering. So for that, we have two terusim derishayim. The teretz of makusher is the one which is brought down by the Prima Gadim most often. And that is that something that's makusher, that constantly in one cooking, all tied together, all bound together, we don't say nasa nevela on the blias that go into the pot, because those blias are still makusha, they're still attached to everything in the pot. And as you're cooking, you don't say, well, one instant it goes here, one instant it goes there. We don't say that by pots. Now, by food, we had the concept of isadavuk, where this doesn't apply. The isadavuk is different, eh? Makusha b'eichlin. I'm talking now about pots. In a pot, when a blia goes into a pot, we don't say it's nasa nevela and comes out again, because that's the rule of makusher, and that's a consistent rule. Now, the Taz here brings three shitas harishayim, none of which are really nagei halacha lemaisa, so I'll go through them very quickly. The Taz is two rizav, is written also on the Torah. It's not only a pirish on the Shulchan Aruch. We have it in the Shulchan Aruch, but quite often he says things that have to do with the Torah. So let me go through the three shitas of Rishayim that he explains. One of them has a bit of a negiyas lahalacha, but basically. The first, in Taz Aleph, he brings the Bala Itter Shita. The Bala Itter Shita is that min ha-Torah yukakasha klicheres. And in Taz Aleph, he brings the Bala Itter Shita that min ha-Torah yukakasha klicheres, and it's a chumrid rabbanon not to kasher, and we don't kasher. But for that reason, he says a chiddush. He says that if you cook milk in a kli cheres, and then you cook, let's say, chicken soup in a kli cheres, he says that the pot, it becomes mutter. Because when you cook the chicken soup, it kashers the pot from the milk that was in it previously. And therefore, his lashon is that it becomes totally mutter. Why it's not fleishit? Because the second bliya is something that has to be explained. He says it's totally mutter. Either chazawa geyser. We start by saying chazawa geyser. Klicheres araser. He says chazawa only geyser and klicheres when it doesn't become ruined. If it becomes ruined, then we're not good. We don't make a gezeira that you can't kasher it. And from heter, you could kasher it. And that's the kula of the Baal Heter, which is considered to be a pella by everybody else. We have a rule that klicheres any yetzim de daf yalaylam. That's the Baal Heter's chiddush. The second chiddush is the Rashba's chiddush in Taz Beis. Now, Taz Beis in the beginning it actually goes on the Shulchan Aruch, but you look six lines in, it says Kosav Ator B'Shem HaRashba. The Rashba is a similar kula by metal, and the Rashba has an extraordinary kula. He says that if you have a fleshik apat and you cook something pariv, that those vegetables that you cook kasher the pat from the fleshiks. Since we say that when you cook, bliyas come out. So when it's treif, it's chaticha nas nevela, there's no rajva. When I have a treif apart and I cook vegetables, the vegetables themselves are nas nevela. I have no, it doesn't help me. But if I have a fleshik apart and I cook potatoes, or I cook any type of part of a thing in it, it becomes kashered on a metal keli. Ben yoyma, it becomes kashered because the bliyas come out into the vegetables. Now what goes in is now an aparnat. And therefore, anytime you cook vegetables in a fleishig kapad or in a milchig kapad, then it becomes gekashert, and it's mutter. Provided it becomes a power of a pot, provided, he says, that the bishul of the pariv was kishir bishul habasar. What does it mean, kishir bishul habasar? The Prima Gavim says the same amount of time that you cook the meat. So that if the meat was cooking for 2 hours, you have to cook vegetables for 2 hours.
Oh,
it could mean, one could argue, kashir bishul habasar means the amount that's in the pot. Prima Gavim says it means zman. But at any rate, whatever it means, if you cook parava items in a fleshig pot, which is most common in a person's house, most, except for Shabbos, during the week, most pots, you may cook meat, you may cook, but most pots are used for parava items. Those parava items are a kashering, and the Rashba holds to be mekel. But the surprise, the Rashba himself holds the chatchila. The surprise is that the Shachet, the Kudus HaKesef, says a lashon that it's muskim b'chol ha'paiskim. That this idea, the paiskim really would all agree to, which means, I guess, the earlier paiskim, the later paiskim only use it as a tziruf. And you should realize, really, what the Rashba says about klishetef, about metal kalim, is what the Baal Heter says about klicheres. The Baal Heter says that klicheres, basically, the bliya comes out and it becomes mutter, bina taira. The Rashba says that even with the Rabbanon, it's mutter, and that's the kula of the Rashba. Let me just finish because it's late, and I'll discuss it afterwards. The third shita, which is the second year of Taz Beis, is the Ri Halavan, one of the Baal Taisvis, and he says a chiddush l'chumra about klicheres, that a klicheres is beileya b'tzaynein without meis leis. Klicheres are porous, and assuming they're not glazed, klicheres are porous, and they are beileya chumra, they're beileya cold, even less than a meis leis. But a kula, that once you keep cold things in a klicheres 2 or 3 times, I don't know how much time each time, but after a while, the cheres gets full, and it's no longer beileya. In other words, you could fill the cheres with, to saturate it with blias, and then, cold at least, it's never going to be beileya again. He says even kavush, it doesn't help a hat, but it won't, so it's a chumra and a kula. It's a chumra, that it's beileya cold, the cheres is beileya cold, because it's porous. And it's a kula that after it's beleya 2-3 times, that's enough. And again, the Prima Gadim says, less man the chashish to the rihalavan, and we're not chashish. But these are the three shitas that are brought here, derech agav in Tzimtzum Tzadik Gimel, and most of the lines of Taz deal with these three shitas. And it's really 4 together, because the last Taz in the previous simon, the printer happened to put it in the paragraph with the last simon. He could have easily stuck it into the paragraph here in the beginning, which, because it also went on the tour, was the Shiloh of the ladle. The ladle, in the previous sim, is started Kasim Ariel. So it's really 4 Tazen, the ladle Shiloh at the end of last simon, and this Baal Heter Rashba Rialavan, which are almost curiosities, as Halacha L'maisa goes, three different shittos. Next week, Mr. Hashem, we'll start from the Tzadik Daled.